Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Kurt Cignetti and Hoosiers getting closer, 12 days away and counting until the season opener. Coach Kurt has often said since his hire that he looks for production over potential in the transfer portal, in addition to his play calling responsibilities under Cignetti as offensive coordinator. Mike Shanahan coaches the wide receivers. He helped recruit four transfers to Indiana: Elijah Surratt, Miles Price, Keyshawn Williams, and Miles Cross. Get used to those names. They each have over 1,000 career receiving yards in multiple years of starting experience. And as Shanahan was telling us back on Friday,
number one, they all are high character guys, guys that are positive influences. They always come ready to work. They've done a good job to get to know the other guys in our room that were here, everybody else on the team. They're guys that have really good chemistry.
Offensive coordinator, wide receivers coach Mike Shanahan. I tell you, after getting slugged 28-3 in a three-game sweep by Kansas City, get off the mat, Reds. They're in Toronto, 6:37 pregame tonight. But you have a great Monday and start of the week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Lexi Hall, front and center, please. How about those six triples Sunday? 8 of 10 shooting. A career-high 22 when it was all said and done. Finally, success for the Indiana Fever over the Seattle Storm after three losses, 92-75.
We had just really good ball movement. I think the fourth quarter, I don't know what our field goal percentage was, but felt like we were crashing and the ball just kept going in. I mean, we feed off of that, feed off of each other.
That's a red-hot Lexi Hall from Sunday. Teammate Caitlin Clark, a new rookie WNBA assist record to hang in the books. She had 9 assists Sunday, 22 points, so the Fever off to a 2-0 second half start. The 17-point win margin, a season best, and Coach Christie Sides watched in the fourth quarter as her club outscored the Storm 33-17.
That's the end of the floor that's going to win games for us, and that's where we've got to keep getting better.
Christie Sides squad, those 12 wins to date, matching last year's total number of wins. Reds were terrible. I mean, I can say other words, but they are not arable. Reds in Toronto tonight, 6:37 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.